During Advent, I'm preaching a sermon series called Christmas Interrupted. And Christmas this year certainly feels as though it's been interrupted in a major way. Many of our favorite traditions have been put on hold because of the COVID pandemic. When life is disrupted, we can certainly feel irritated and frustrated. That even leads to stress and anxiety. We can even lose our sense of joy. And so in times like this, I encourage us to look for the presence of God. Instead of focusing on what's wrong and what's missing, we can look for the ways God is trying to bless us. This is a message we hear from Mary when she was first told by the angel Gabriel that she would be pregnant. The scripture that we'll study today comes from the Gospel of Luke. I'll be reading from chapter 1, and if you have your own Bibles, I invite you to turn there. I'll be reading verses 26 through 38. Let's listen now to our scripture. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. This is the word of the Lord. When I was growing up, my home church always had a living nativity every December. It was a special time for the youth and the children of our church who dressed up in vivid-looking costumes. The younger kids put on furry hats and big wings fitting for sheep and angels, while the older kids and teenagers were decked out in robes and headscarves appropriate for shepherds and wise men and Mary and Joseph. Over the years, I played many different roles, as most of the kids did. And I remember always feeling a sense of great joy and excitement. After all, we were celebrating the birth of our Savior. This was a happy occasion. But I'll confess, I never gave much thought to how Mary felt when the angel Gabriel came to her and shared the news that she was going to conceive. I never considered how shocked she must have been. I never considered how that news put an immediate end to any plans that she might have had. Unexpected news can be unsettling and disturbing. It can turn life upside down. Just imagine your boss calling you into a meeting only to tell you that you've been fired. Or imagine you're out of town and your neighbor calls to tell you that your house has been burglarized. Or your doctor calls to tell you that you've been diagnosed with a terminal illness. Or you learn that your spouse has cheated on you. All of these are examples of unwelcome news. And news like this leaves us feeling dejected and demoralized. Our world feels like it's falling apart. We fear the worst. And we can't get it out of our mind. And as a result, our stress levels escalate. We may even feel paralyzed, unable to do anything beyond dwelling on the bad news. The story of the Annunciation, as it's called, the scripture passage I just read, is one of the most familiar stories in the Gospels. We know how this story begins by heart. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And after that, the Bible tells us that the angel greeted Mary, calling her God's favored one, and described the divine plan for a miraculous conception. The Bible doesn't provide many details as to how Mary dealt with the news that Gabriel shared, but I imagine it was disconcerting to say the least. Mary's stress levels must have skyrocketed, and I think Gabriel knew that might happen. The angel knew that the shocking news that he would share would rock her world. With that in mind, Gabriel said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." That greeting contained an assurance of divine favor and power and presence, and it meant to comfort her and to inspire joy. Nonetheless, Mary was perplexed by Gabriel's words, as really any of us would be, and she pondered what this sort of greeting might mean. So Gabriel said, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." Now he went on to explain that she would bear a son named Jesus, who would be the Son of the Most High, the heir of King David, and the ruler of an everlasting kingdom. This child would be conceived by the Holy Spirit, and he would be born a holy child, nothing less than the one and only Son of God. 2,000 years later, we celebrate this good news. But for Mary, at the moment that she heard this news, a variety of emotions and thoughts were stirred up. On one hand, this news signified an incredible opportunity. But on the other hand, it created an incredibly stressful situation. Now, Mary was given the opportunity to be the mother of our Lord, and that is a pretty big deal, but this opportunity brought with it the frightening thought that she would soon be visibly pregnant. What would people say about a young woman becoming pregnant before her wedding day? Now, tradition tells us that Mary was probably 13 or 14 years old when Gabriel appeared to her. And we know that in first century Jewish culture, a girl who became pregnant out of wedlock faced lots of danger. According to Jewish law, she could be executed for becoming pregnant by anyone other than Joseph. She would have worried about what punishment awaited her. And at a minimum, she would have to deal with the scorn of her community. So the news Mary received from the angel wasn't something that she would have initially welcomed. If anything, it frightened her. Her reputation, her marriage, and her life were on the line. This was stressful. And yet, Mary still found a way to embrace it. In verse 38, she said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Now, she could have easily become overwhelmed with stress and just shut down, but she didn't. She kept going. You know, there are many things in life that create stress for us. We can get stressed by trying to live right, eat right, think right, act right, speak right, parent right, exercise right, look right, and on it goes. And that's just normal life. But when something unexpected happens, when life is interrupted, when some unwelcome news comes our way, all bets are off. Stress under these circumstances can be debilitating, robbing us of joy and happiness. It can keep us from living fully in the present. And when stress goes unchecked and gets out of hand, it can even lead to serious health problems like high blood pressure, heart disease, and obesity. The news Gabriel brought to Mary was initially unwelcome news because it turned her world upside down, and I'm sure it stressed her out. It would have been nice if the angel had stuck around for a while to help her process what she had heard. It would have helped if the angel was by her side when the news was shared with her family and her community. But that's not what happened. As soon as Mary heard the news, the scripture says the angel departed from her. Now, in the days that followed, Mary would have to deal with the news she was given. She'd have to deal with her stress. And I imagine she was anxious about sharing this news with her parents and with Joseph. What would she say to them? What would she say to her neighbors? And how would she deal with all the gossip that would surely pop up? We don't know how Mary handled all this, but right after she received this shocking revelation, she went to her cousin Elizabeth. In other words, she leaned on people she trusted the most to help her through a very, very hard time. Receiving unwelcome news happens to all of us, and the stress can be overwhelming. How we deal with it matters. And it's important that we deal with our stress, because if we don't, it can rob us of joy and happiness. Now, 2020 has been a stressful year. Lots of us have received unwelcome news of one kind or another, such as being told that we've lost our job or that a family member has been infected with COVID. And even if you're not dealing with that kind of news, this Christmas season tends to be a stressful time of year. Are you feeling pressured to buy lots of presents or visit lots of family or create the perfect Christmas? Are you feeling more stress than joy? When we get overwhelmed with stress, we end up pushing joy away. Let's remember that true Christmas joy comes not from gifts, not from parties, not solving all the world's problems. Joy comes when we open our hearts to the presence of Christ. Joy comes when we let God bless us. Joy comes when we give ourselves to the Lord and trust that God will take care of us. That's what Mary did, and that's what saved her from being overwhelmed by her stress. Unwelcomed interruptions and unwelcome news creates stress for us. It creates tension. We can't get around that. But with the help of God, we can make it through times like this. And along the way, we can even discover new blessings. I really do think it helps to see the times that we're living in as an opportunity to approach Jesus with a desire to be filled with peace and to know that we're loved and favored by God. In a sense, we should come to Jesus in the same way that children come to the dinner table. They come because they're hungry, not because they feel an obligation. They come with anticipation, expecting something good to be waiting for them. They come with trust, believing that the food will be nutritious. They come expecting to be filled, strengthened, and satisfied. Now, when we're stressed, when some unwelcome news has come our way, we should come to Jesus and look for the blessings that are already present. I once heard a story about a man named David who came to church one Sunday during the Christmas season. He was lost in a fog and really wasn't focused on the Christmas holiday, and he was especially worried what the next few days would bring. During the worship service, he listened intently to the choir, which was singing a song about Mary. And when he heard the words, "Hail, favored one, the Lord is with thee," tears welled up in his eyes. These were not helpless tears of self-pity, and they weren't tears of sadness either. Instead, they were tears of joy and gratitude. These flowed from a deeper place beyond the stressful things that occupied his mind. And as he continued to listen to the choir, David said he felt as if he had been transported to another place and time where there was no stress and anxiety. And he heard a voice. It was the voice of the Lord saying to him, "It doesn't depend all on you. I am here." When David came to worship, he brought to God the things that worried him and caused him stress. He also came with a deep hunger. And in the end, he was satisfied. Now, by looking for the blessings that were already present, David allowed himself to be drawn out of the world of his fears and anxieties, and a sense of well-being washed over him. He knew that the voice that he heard in worship had spoken the truth to him. The Lord had said to him, "Do not fear, I will not fail you. Don't you know how much I treasure you?" Hearing this word was a gift. David didn't do anything to produce it or control it. It was just there. In the middle of our own stressful lives, God wants to bless us so that we can experience joy. The Lord wants us to know that God favors us, treasures us, and will not fail us. And God sent Jesus into the world to remind us that He is with us always, even in the middle of unwelcome news. Now, interruptions create stress and tension, but with the help of God, we can make it through. And more than that, we can discover new blessings that are already here. God wants us to discover these blessings so that we can discover true joy in our lives. I invite you to open your hearts to Christ today and receive that joy. Receive the blessings that God is offering to us. Would you pray with me? Oh God, it is easy for us to get overwhelmed by stress, and when we let stress take over, we fail to see you and your blessings. But the good news you've shared with us through Jesus Christ is that you are with us always. Your love and your blessings are as constant as the rising sun. Lord, we pray that we will learn to always turn to you, especially when we're filled with stress and anxiety and unsure of what to do. Lord, we praise you for your blessings, and we praise you for the gift of your Son. And it is in His holy name we pray. Amen.